ship back to China.
To Manila.
To Manila. Uh-huh.
This is the present line. Mm-hmm. SS person, Harrison. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, the Sunday, they two particular wives, they knock door, everybody come. Mm-hmm. So, everybody come. Mm-hmm. So, then they first, no, they chief, yeah, the bursar was, or the captain, I don't remember, it's not the very top officer, but it would be presiding. Mm-hmm. Then they asked Bishop Gaudi to introduce me, because I know the Rones, and he knows me through them. Mm-hmm. And also once I applied to Anglo-Chinese College at Futao. Mm-hmm. And then I sat beside him. He said, "Han, you know, these servicemen, they don't want long talk. You must not talk too long." Mm-hmm. I said, "Really, who are you? I'm a grown man. I have been professor and lectured to the Feng Yixiang's army and many places." I didn't like it. I didn't say anything. But later, one lady was very good. She said, "Han, you were really sharp." And when I got up, I said, "Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen," I said, I see you have a big clock there, but I'd like to see a calendar so I can run over the clock and run through the calendar." He knew I was, but I said, "I've learned a trick from my lecturing to Feng Yixiang's army. One day, all the top generals, colonels, I have a social meeting after a week, my lecture on American Revolution, French Revolution, unification of Italy." The social meeting, and one general said, "Colonel Lee, you lead in prayer." He was a new Christian, he didn't know. So he was on the attention, he prayed, he forgot how to end the prayer. And evidently an officer or higher rank officer nudged him. Then he made another click. "May I report to the general? I have finished." I said, "When I see the time is up, I'll report to the chairman. I have finished." No matter what I was wondering and talking about. So I never ran over time. I learned from this colonel who saluted, said, "May I report to the general? I have finished." So that was a happy occasion. I think they contributed $275 some dollars. I told the Chongqing, I gave to the Methodist Church.
This is in U.S. dollars?
U.S. dollars. Mm-hmm. They collected them back. So they counted and gave me the list, and I said, "I'll sign a receipt." In time, I said, "My interest, we have no children, so we are for war orphans." Mm-hmm. They are in great need. Before that, whatever I could get from service clubs and sent to Shanghai, St. John's, a man would distribute to the orphanage. There was one wartime orphan dinner. So
what was the topic you taught?
To there?
To the,
there's, what does Christianity mean to China or in China? Mm-hmm.
Was that a topic they suggested, or you
No, I chose it. I chose it because easy, partly my experience. Mm-hmm. Partly, I preached a sermon at Pasadena St. Luke's Church, mm-hmm. where I had to wear a cap and gown and send a noon service. Mm-hmm. What Christianity means to China, individually, socially, nationally. So easy to follow. So I say individually, I'll just give you one example. One day after, in the west part of the Pekin city, I took a rickshaw to go to the east city where Yanjing University was. From a young woman or a strange man. "You have been to Pekin?"
No, never been in Manan.
Then I got the rickshaw. After a few minutes, he said, "Sir, are you in a hurry?" I said, "I thought he wanted to go slow." "Oh," I said, "yes, I'm not in a hurry." He said, "I want to ask you, did you ever hear the name of Jesus Christ?" "Well," I said, "I have heard." I said, "What did that mean to you?" Oh, he said, "I'll slowly and talk to you. I'll watch my way." So he began to preach. He said, "Oh, he's the poor, he take care of the sick and the dead." The biblical preaching services. And when we got to Yanjing, I paid him quite a bit of extra. I think it's 20 cents from that's 3 miles, I guess. At that time, 20 cents, some people live for the day. "Oh, no, he said, no, sir, I won't take it." "Oh," I said, "tipping this, not a bribe." He said, "No, I asked 20 cents, I'm going to take 20 cents. He said, "Sir, what are you going to be after you finish this big university? Going to be a politician, squeeze the people, or going to do something for the common people?" "Oh," I said, "that's a good question." I said, "I'll follow the latter, and I will do that. That has been my dream, and I'm from a poor family." He said, "Are you in a hurry to go in?" I said, "No." He pulled out the seat, and he pulled out. He said, "Now, instead of gambling and drinking, I practice calligraphy." Oh. He said, "Before, I smashed my daughter and anything, get angry after, get drunk after a day's work, pulling a rickshaw. Now, she's in school." Mm-hmm. "Oh," I said, "may I ask your address? Then I can sometime when I stop, I say hello to you." "That's all right. You know, Pennsylvania." He said, "I have extra Bible I'll give to you." From the pocket Bible League Institute, for whom I worked two or three times, I took Mr. G.W. Davis was preaching. He was about 60. His mother was 84 or 5. Preaching to public in churches, and he wanted to preach to the Feng Xiang's army. So I introduced him, went. I was the interpreter. Let me see, the question is, the rickshaw man.
Right.
Oh, when I was a student in Boston, I wrote an article, "My Last Hero." I later went to his place, the address. They said, "Oh, moved away 2 weeks ago." I said, "Any address?" "No." So I didn't. There, you can't, the post office or police, they wouldn't know.
Right.
So "My Last Hero," I reported, recorded this experience in a place called, the magazine called Boston Herald. I don't have a copy of this. I have others written during that time. Christian Century, Methodist Review, and Personalist of USC. And
so after you gave the talk about your experiences and also the other Chinese experience, the Christianity.
Yes,
in China.
Actually on the boat I did that. I did that with the St. Luke's Church in Pasadena.
Mm-hmm. So that's in the later years or earlier, before you left?
Before I left. Uh-huh. That must be in the spring 1940, early spring 1940.
So that's part of the lectures you gave him to different churches.
Yes.
While
they asked in churches, it was a religious service, they want to hear that. But otherwise, they want to see what effect of the war to the Chinese Christians.
Mm-hmm.
How the Christians behave and react and the general situation.
Well, you gave this lecture to different churches. Did you find any Chinese?
Let me think.
in different churches, or
no,
this mainly American?
Mainly American, though I spoke to some Chinese groups in Chinatown.
The Los Angeles?
Yeah, Los Angeles, from 1938 to spring 1940.
Uh-huh.
And one is the Cultural Society, Chinese Cultural Society, mm-hmm. is different from the China Society of Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
The Chinese Cultural Society is composed mostly of the motion picture people,
mm-hmm.
and their interest was somewhat different from the China Society.
Mm-hmm.
I lectured there and lectured to the China Society.
Mm-hmm.
Of which 1927-8-9, I was president of the China Society of Southern California.
Uh-huh, okay. And I was going to ask if you
Chinese were the officers and members, mm-hmm. one-third Chinese, two-third Americans.
So when you gave the talk to these churches in Los Angeles, Chinatown, is only like Methodist Church or different, or only the?
Only these two. I didn't go, was not invited to any churches.
You only talked to the Chinese Culture Society?
Yes,
and
the Chinese Society.
But not in the churches?
Not in the churches.
Okay. And that time the Chinese Culture Society and China Society did have some Chinese members, I believe.
Oh, plenty. We'll say more than one-third Chinese members. And let's see, I'll show you a picture.
Yeah, you were talking about this picture is the China Society of Southern California,
yes.
celebrating the Double Tens in 1949. And you were sitting in the back here.
Yes, that's the speaker's table.
Uh-huh,
at the speaker's table. Yeah, at the time I was still the president of the China Society of Southern California.
Uh-huh, I see. And this is Albert Kwan.
And here's Su Hu.
The first table on the left is Peter Suhu's wife, Mrs. Su Hu. She was at that time the secretary?
The secretary to the Chinese Consul General.
Uh-huh.
And for many years. She not only as secretary, later they gave her a title as counselor.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I see.
She did a lot for the Chinese society and for the consulate.
Uh-huh.
Because she's native born and knows all the families.
Uh-huh. This was taken where? In which restaurant? Do you remember?
Let me see.
In Chinatown?
Maybe it's, in Chinatown. No, I can't recall.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if this, no, I don't think so. She looks like an enemy one.
Oh, it's possible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Several people I could recognize. Here's a Hegenin, an Armenian.
Mm-hmm.
He was the treasurer of the society,
uh-huh.
because his work was accountant.
Oh.
He was an accountant.
Probably later you can show me more
names.
People.
Yes.
And the other picture you show me here is
a Harvard Club.
Okay. Oh, Harvard Club.
Just leave it there.
Yeah, Harvard Club.
Of Southern California.
Southern California.
Now, the two combined, Radcliffe and Harvard, you see, combined.
So this was taken in March 1942.
Yes. 42. That's almost 40 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Almost. I was over there, a speaker.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. So you gave a talk on what stuff
this,
was around.
Let me see. 42. Oh, I must, I think I talked the city defense of Chongqing and the bomb shelters I described. I described that for the defense unit of the city and the county,
mm-hmm.
when I came back 1941.
Yeah. And I see another Chinese man here. Is he Chinese or Japanese?
No Japanese at this time.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, Chinese.
Uh-huh.
quite a few Chinese, let me see.
So most people, I mean, all the people from here, I mean, are from Harvard University.
Oh, this is the Harvard University. No, not many Chinese.
Now it's the
Harvard University, their programs are too much for me. I haven't been attending.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you can stop. I'll show you just current the bulletin. I just threw away one. And this.
We're still
on the boat.
Right.
1940 on President Harrison.
Uh-huh.
When we passed through Japan, mm-hmm. of course, that doesn't touch Chinese here in Los Angeles. But it's just a personal experience that the Yokohama, naturally, I was not allowed, even 38 to 40, just barely to get through. the Yokohama, then the ship clerk brought me letters from Mrs. Han from Shanghai,
mm-hmm.
care of President Lai, President Harrison, passenger. When I opened this, I felt very bad. Black letters, not important. The important ones, he used red tape.
Uh-huh.
And some of our friends who had been assassinated by the Japanese, and who and this, who were taken away, who were tortured, all this. See, finally, she said, you must not land in Shanghai. You go to Manila. I'll follow you in Hong Kong. You go straight to Hong Kong. Don't stop at Shanghai. So when a certain time I was sitting in a chair, and Colonel Clement, the commander of the 4th Marine in Shanghai, he said, what's the matter? You are pale. Oh, I said, this made me feel mad. He said, all the letters from China to the boat or to America, whenever there's chance, Japanese just get the intelligence, all the information from the letters.
Mm-hmm.
They open, they can seal.
Mm-hmm.
I said, they get more information from my wife to me on a lot of the Chinese murdered by them, sent to Japan, care of the President Lai. I said, this is disturbing. She should think better. And I said, also, she said, I must not land in Shanghai. Be dangerous. He said, don't worry. In Shanghai, when we land, get off the boat, we'll have the Marines just on both sides, and then just walk down. No Japanese, nobody can touch it. So that's in Yokohama. When we got to Shanghai, after we left the territorial waters, so I cabled to her. I said, no, I'm going to land, and the boat lands such time, and if you can go to the jetty or a wharf. Then when I was walking down to the landing there, I saw her from a distance. Then some Navy fellows and Marines went there. Mrs. Han, our friend is coming. They said, see you? He said, yes, thank you. He said, no problem, no danger. So when I got there, let me see. I think it's a Marine truck. So my wife sit inside, I with other fellows at the back.
Mm-hmm.
I got to the headquarters, then got a taxi, went back to St. John's.
That was no
danger. From Gordon Road to St. John's.
Mm-hmm.
So that was quite. You know, I was there almost 2 weeks. You see, I stopped for the next sailing boat came through every 2 weeks for Hong Kong. And nobody knew I was there. But she let me know later in Hong Kong, says, as soon as the boat left that morning, morning's newspaper came up. Professor Hahn of St. John's came back home from America. And the government that's under Wang Jingwei, the public government, will welcome his services. And it just wrote me, says, if really they caught you, if you don't submit and serve.
Yeah. So you left?
I left for Hong Kong. Yeah.
And
I stayed there. From there, I went to Chongqing. He said, flew to Chongqing.
I see. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's 1940. Uh-huh. And while there, I enjoyed it very much. You know this singer, Zhou Xuan?
Mm-hmm.
I have a number of this girl brought the tape.
Uh-huh.
And yesterday or the other day I mentioned,
yes.
I said I liked her songs, but it has a special reason, make me feel sad and regret. I could not help a young woman, you see, at the Jiang Dingwu's home, and, one of the singing like I said, well, Doctor, you know that Zhou Xuan, you like her, so I'll make some tape for you. And later I told them, while I was in Hong Kong, a number of my student, Kong's eldest son, eldest daughter, the younger daughter was in Chongqing, so when I arrived, she was at the airport. And some of my students from St. John graduate, they are in the Central Trust or in Central Bank or in the Kong's outfit. Mm-hmm. Do you know Hong Kong?
Yes.
Oh, I stayed in Hart Road, I think, that's Kong's office and guest rooms and secret radio.
Uh-huh. Which Kong you mentioned?
H.H. Kong.
H.H. Kong, okay.
Kong, yeah. So there was a dinner party was given, so-called in my honor. So besides my students, and women were not invited, all men. One was the owner of our Tiantang.
Mm-hmm.
The other is, what is the Chinese name? Tiger Bomb. Hu, Chinese medicine.
Oh yeah,
Wan Jingyou.
Mm-hmm.
So they were all there. There were about 12 or 14 people in a private room, and waiters around, and then they have an entertainer, a girl, beautiful, dressed up, and serve, and wine, this and that, and sat beside them, beside one of them. Not just, you know, this, not prostitute, but high class entertaining. One said, Go to Dr. Han over there. So I just, by tradition, I stood up. One that was teasing me said, no, you don't want him to sit there and you sit on her lap. I said, don't talk nonsense.
Uh-huh.
So I sat and she sat on the chairs. I said, are you native of Hong Kong? No. She said, I'm a graduate of Jinling Girls College.
Mm-hmm.
I said, then you know my friend, Dr. Wei Fang. Mm-hmm. Oh yes, she was the president. And I said, what is your major? Major in music. That's the reason I ran away from the war and came here. Couldn't find a job in that line, so became a waitress. I mean, not waitress, so entertaining.
Entertainer.
So I said, oh, what, your vocal is, so she said, I can sing. So I said, now be quiet. I said, well, hear a song. So she said, exactly sounds like Zhou Xuan.
Mm-hmm.
I knew so well the Zhou Xuan that they told me, I have
mm-hmm.
five or six at this girl bought last week. And then after that, near finish, she came around to me. She said, Doctor, can't I come over to see you? I finished duty at 11. I said, what do you need. What do you want? She said, well, I want to see if I could get some aid, run away from this job, get a job with the government, with some school, or can you just get a ticket for me? I'll accompany you, we'll go to Chongqing. I said, no. I said, I don't know my future in Chongqing yet. I said, my wife is the purpose that I'm married, and my wife is still in Shanghai. She will finish her spring semester, and in the fall she finished by Christmas. She is going to join me. She said, well, I'd like to talk a little more and sing for you if you enjoy. You know, I know she just wants to spend the night there.
Yes.
I said, no. I said, I'll remember you. I said, Zhenbo, that's one of my strangers. His son now in Hong Kong is my purchasing agent, and his children wrote me grandpa.
Ah.
They had never seen the grandpa. My student died about 10 years ago. The young daughter is about 10 years old. The other one is 12 or 14. And I'm the Han Gong Gong. And I said, Zhenbo, I said, if this girl come to you, you do your best to help her. So nothing more. Then I didn't hear from Zhenbo what happened, or she did, or something, I don't know. Well, in Chongqing, every day bomb shelter, every day, unless it's bomb is so heavy, Japanese couldn't locate the place. So that was the 1940 in Chongqing. I told you about good salary, good position, nothing to do. So finally, I was called in saying, I heard you're not happy. I treat you well. I said, yes. So that was the story we told a while ago. Mm-hmm.
What
that,
position was you?
That was a commissioner of economic research.
Okay.
And then later they organized, started a new commission called Barter Commission, Chinese tungsten, manganese, and so on, to Europe, to America, and then they gave China certain armaments or financial aid. But that...
Well, there was nothing much you can do.
Well, I sat down and wrote about project for the rural areas. I was not interested in the city, more in the rural areas. So I did write something, and then later some of the members, junior members, wrote reports in Chinese. Then I translated them into English, so published bilingual.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a, not foreign trade, I forget what you call it, a bulletin of the economic research.
This special organization, is the government run, or?
Yes, the government, yes, under central bank, you see.
Oh.
Yes, you are just a member of that. I still have a badge.
Mm-hmm.
And also my bomb shelter thing is Commissioner of Economic Research, Jing Ji Yan Ju Chu, Zhuan Men Wei Yuan. A photo, so you go in, because there's two or three of them, only high officials can enter. And also to keep out the traitors and assassination. This is Chiang Kai-shek and Hollington Tang, Dong Xianguang, and often we sat there, wait until the bombing is over.
Yeah.
Let me see, that's... So
you stay there for 6 months.
Yes. Then I decide to leave. I told you the story of her when I left. And at first I thought, go through Russia. Still, I said there will be problem. Go through Burma to India, to Europe. You see, the big war, the Pearl Harbor, had not come yet.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so, but the British said, no, they want to give you a visa to go through. So I thought, well, I have to get my wife out of Shanghai. So from there, from Hong Kong, have friends, Mr. George Neal, manager of the San Francisco Hotel, all the West Coast offices of President Lyons. He was so good to me. When I left, he made the passage easy for me. And I wrote to him, I need the passage alone from Hong Kong to Shanghai. From Shanghai, I need two passages, if possible, put my wife and I together. So that he did.
Oh.
And so we came back on the Coolidge, almost the last run.
And you didn't have a difficult time from Chongqing to Hong Kong?
No difficulty, except the Japanese bombers passed by. Before we reached Hong Kong, that must be still in Yunnan province, and I saw the plane suddenly zoomed high and then stopped the motor, just no sound, no electricity. Then later on, you see the squadron of Japanese planes pass by. You see, one of my friends,